For over 80,000 years, pearls have been appreciated for their beauty and rareness. Whether in ancient China, India, Egypt, antique Rome, in the Arabian world, or among Native Americans, cultures of our world appreciated these unique, naturally grown treasures across the epochs. Under natural conditions, only a vanishing small amount of shells will ever produce a pearl. Of a few incurred pearls, in turn, only a handful will have desirable size, shapes or colors, and only a minimum will be found by humans. So, if we would just rely on Mother Nature, only the wealthy people on this world could enjoy pearls. But in the late 19th and beginning of the 20th century, Japanese researchers discovered a new method for artificial production of pearls. Essentially, this technique comprehends the positioning of a foreign body into the flesh of the shell. Then the arranged shell is abandoned to the sea again to wait for the natural development of a hopefully gorgeous pearl. Kokichi Mikimoto deserves the honor having perfected this technique of artificial stimulation for the development of round pearls and oysters. In 1916, he therefore was awarded a patent. Mikimoto's discovery allowed that pearls could be cultivated like economic plants and opened the doors for the expanded growth of the pearl industry. Since then, cultured pearls could be produced in adequate quantities. Now any of their admirers are free to adorn themselves with it. Every year, the worldwide commercial value of cultured pearls exceeds $500 million by far. At the same time, Die Perle already supplies every second jeweler in Germany. In the following reports, we would like to transport you to the fascinating world of pearls, explain their history, show you the mystical breeding of pearl oysters, and give you useful tips around the topic pearls.